The first major blues and jazz singer on record and one of the most powerful of all time, Bessie Smith, even on her first records in 1923, demonstrates her passionate interpretations that overcame the quality challenges of early recordings of the day.
Once I lived the life of a millionaire, spending my money I didn't care. I carried my friends out for a good time, buying bootleg liquor, champagne and wine.
Born in 1894 in Chattanooga, Tennessee, in the United States, Bessie Smith, celebrated as the Empress of the Blues, would arguably become the most popular woman in blues for two decades, the 1920s and 30s.
I'm gonna hold on to it, tell them eagles, friends, no.
Her career began singing on the streets of Chattanooga with her brother Andrew. Back then, they called it busking, meaning performing in public places for gratuities, such as food, drink, or gifts, and not much money.
And my friends, I haven't any, but if I ever get on my feet again.
It was in 1912 that Bessie Smith would sing in the same show as the famed Ma Rainey, an early and most important blues singer of major popularity herself. Rainey took Bessie under her wing and coached her and the finer points of blues singing on stage.
I mean, when you're down and
after 1912, Bessie Smith would perform at a variety of clubs leading up to 1920, when she landed her own show in Atlantic City. And in 1923, after relocating to New York, where a number of her recordings were fashioned, she would share the stage with some of the world's greatest musicians, including Louis Armstrong, Coleman Hawkins, and Fletcher Henderson, just to name a few. Ma Rainey was soon surpassed in fame by her protege, Bessie Smith, whose talented performances opened doors for her on Broadway, with more recording sessions and an appearance in W.C. Handy's 1929 film, St. Louis Blues, where she sang the title song. Bessie Smith is by many accounts one of, if not the greatest blues singer of her era, and along with Armstrong, she is still remembered and honored as a major influence on the development of American jazz. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.